Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And I just want to say up top, I'm sorry that I sound this way. I'm getting over a cold, so forgive me if I sound a little croaky.
You sound a lot better than you did before.
I sure do, which is why we waited till today.
Yeah.
But I still don't sound myself, so yeah. So we'll probably make it quick.
Yeah,
we'll
hustle through this because it is Christmas Eve and we record this.
As we're recording this, it's Christmas Eve. This will drop after Christmas, but I hope everybody had a safe and happy holiday. And, you know, Santa was good to you or whatever.
Santa.
But we did see Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Yay, we saw it Friday.
Yeah. Did it come out on Thursday, I think?
I think it came out Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah. We saw it close to opening.
Yeah, no, we saw it, you know, the weekend where it matters the most, you know, where everybody gives a shit. Because it's like, oh, you gotta make sure you get these big gains. I don't know how it did.
It did really well. Last time I saw it was like 70 million.
Oh, that's good.
At the box office.
That's good because, you know, you don't want it to be like a fucking Ben-Hur remake and be like, it made $1.
Made nothing. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, I really did. And good news, you can see everything.
Uh-huh.
It's not covered in that lovely brown, blue filter
glop
that Man of Steel and Justice League was covered in.
Yo, let's film this in sepia.
Yeah, you don't want to be able to see, right?
Nope.
No, but you can see everything, and it's good. Brightly colored in places where it should be, and
yeah, there's a lot of saying that the one thing they definitely did well representing Atlantis.
Yeah, I thought that was cool,
and really representing like how technologically advanced of a people.
Yeah.
Of a civilization it is.
Yeah.
And they even give you a little history on it and stuff, and which I thought was kind of neat, you know, and they didn't have to be like, and then this started and this started. We have to tell you everything about this before we get to Aquaman.
Well, that's what I told Sean is this is what I wanted Man of Steel to be, which was it was an origin story, but we didn't get bogged down in angsty bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever, Aquaman was a hero, a somewhat reluctant hero, but it didn't really take him that long.
No.
He didn't go cry in a church. You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, well, I'm not ready for this, but somebody's got to do it, so I'm doing it.
You didn't let
and me... I was like, that's what I fucking wanted from Man of Steel.
You didn't fucking save a bus full of kids. You didn't...
His dad wasn't like, you should have let him die. You know, there wasn't any of that.
Yeah, you know, just all that shit. You didn't have like 3 hours of trying to get him to, get him to figure out. He's like, oh,
I should save people. Yeah.
Oh, God. There wasn't aggravating so much about Superman because it's like, it's called Superman, or it's just called Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Were they worried that people didn't know that it was a Superman movie and that people would go see it? It's like, I thought this was about a man made of steel.
Right. We thought this was the comic book character Steel.
Steel remake? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what I wanted. I wanted we didn't have to get super bogged down in like the mythology of Atlantis. You see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, this is Atlantis and this is what happened. Anyway, let us continue on with our story.
I think for all the of all the DC movies so far, it really got to the point quicker than most.
Yeah.
It's still, here's the thing though, it's still a long movie.
It is still a long movie. There are definitely parts where I was like, we could have cut this.
And before people say, oh, well, you know, you give DC shit for that, it's like Marvel does that too.
Oh, sure. And I think the same thing about Marvel movies.
Yeah.
There are parts where I'm like, this doesn't need to be here. Let's cut this out.
Right.
Let's get going with this shit. So there was a little bit of that, but there wasn't much.
No.
Amber Heard's wig, not better. Not better.
You thought they would be figuring it out before they released it.
I thought it was going to look a little bit better. It looks slightly better when it's dry or underwater. But when it's just like wet and hanging on her head, it's like a fucking dog. It's just awful.
I do want to appreciate
it. It's terrible.
I do appreciate, though, the Sahara.
Yeah.
And you could tell her hair is getting frizz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're
it's because it's a dry ass wig, and I was just.
They're like, this is what happens to women's hair.
This is just what happens when you use dry ass wigs. It was just bad.
So
it was very bad. Yeah. So I am still not impressed with Amber Heard's wig. That did not change.
Yeah. She wasn't as bad.
She wasn't as bad, actually.
As I thought. Because I'm not crazy.
She was really bad in Justice League.
Oh, that's right. Where I forgot she was in
the And I'm actually really glad that they... Because remember in Justice League where, like, she shows up and it's, like, a bubble that they talk in?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God they got rid of that.
Yeah, no bubbles. Because they're just like...
It's just like, hey, these people are underwater and they're talking. And you're like... Thumbs up. That's exactly what I want to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They kind of went around that where it's just like, oh, if you're underwater, you can hear each other.
Yeah.
You know, they fucking took that. What they figured that out with like one line.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, great. You did it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how.
I'm like, why is there a bubble in Justice League? But thank God it wasn't there. They did not do. Cause I was like, oh my God, if every single time somebody has to talk.
Yeah.
We're in an air pocket.
There's pissed. There's a lot. There was actually a lot of things. That when you know you think back, and I had to watch it again, but just a lot of things in the script that, like, you know, it was a long movie, but they made it tight in certain ways. You know, there's things that they didn't sit there and belabor the points on, and you know,
and there are two villains in this movie,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't suffer from. I felt like it was organic and it made sense to the story, and it wasn't just like, and now it's a huge fight between everybody. There wasn't any of that shit. It was just like, oh, I understand. Black Manta, we get it. And then you have Ocean Master, who looked great, by the way.
Yeah.
That Ocean Master costume is fucking great.
Yeah. Patrick Wilson.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't think he was the best choice for the role. Yeah. I mean, he's a good actor and everything, you know. And
yeah. But once he got in, like, the Ocean Master gear, you're like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That looks great.
For some reason, I've known of Ocean Master for years, and seeing him out there, I'm like, that looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, he did. It looked really
like just
cool.
The colors. I mean, again, color. You know, the aesthetic
not glop.
Of it. Yeah, he wasn't just like a glop monster.
Yeah.
You know, armor guy. He was like, I mean, there was vibrancy and just like he stood out.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing you want. That's the thing you want to remember, because like you think about like Steppenwolf from Justice League.
Oh, he was just glop.
He was just literally just gray and blue.
He was just computerized nonsense.
Yeah.
That's all he was.
Which is such a disappointing thing because, you know, Steppenwolf in the comics...
is great.
Looks fucking... You know, I mean, if you remember... You remember him from the Kenner series, the Kenner toys. You remember him from the comic book. I mean, he's had different looks, but he shows up in that movie and he looks like a piece of garbage.
He just looks like... He's nothing but pixels. And he does not look anything... He looks like pixels.
Right. But they say, but at least, you know, Ocean Master, you know, which, you know, human person actually there.
Yeah. And same with Black Manta. Black Manta looked fucking cool.
Yeah. They really pulled that off quite well.
They really did. I was like, this is awesome. His suit looks great. He looks great. He looks exactly like he does in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he looked cool.
I think they simplified his origin from the comics, too.
I'm sure they did. But I'm sure that was like a time thing.
Well, no. I mean, because there's other stuff that I don't know if you knew this, but like Black Manta. And this Rob Kelly, correct me. I mean, I'm just going this off of what I know.
Right.
He was an autistic child.
Right. I knew that.
Right. And then he, you know, kind of, and then I forgot how he kind of gets into it. But this one was just like, okay, here he is. I don't want to, you know, get into it about what happens in the movie. But it's like, oh, here he is. He has this role. And here's his motivation. Bam.
Right. And you know what? He still could be. I mean, they don't go into it. You don't spend a lot of time with Black Manta. He still could be autistic.
Well, no, you still could say what I'm saying, but it wasn't a thing where they had to be like.
But they didn't.
Oh, here's this like.
Right. They didn't
like, all
go
this,
back
all
into
this.
Like here he is as a child. And
yeah.
That. It was just so. I mean.
That's the thing. I was like, I think they kind of got right to.
Which I appreciate because
a lot of it. Yeah.
It was a long ass movie. I don't know if we had enough time to go back into. Black Manta as a child.
No, well, you didn't need to, but I mean, they already established. I mean, I just feel like, because I feel like sometimes when they get these movies, they have to like, oh, we got to do this and we got to do that.
Yeah.
Well, if nobody knows this.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, they just really tightened it up.
Yeah.
Another thing that just kind of crossed my mind, Dolph Lundgren, completely forgot he was in the movie until the credits. And I'm like, and he was in there. I mean, he's got a prominent role in the movie. And I'm just like, that guy looks familiar. And I was like, oh, wait. There he is.
Yep, there he is.
There he is.
Yep, with a little bit of like manic panic in his beard.
Yeah, he didn't have the bat.
Hey, at least they didn't do what they did to fucking Amber Heard and put a fucking wet dog on her head. So
yeah, but
I do. Yeah. This is probably a spoiler, so I'm just gonna say spoiler, and give you like a second to like get past it, and I'll just say I'm done at the end. So spoiler, that entire movie, I just waited for Willem Dafoe to turn. I just waited for him to be the villain.
Right.
Because he's fucking Willem Dafoe.
How could he be a face in any way?
I just thought it was like, okay, and now he's evil. And that never happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he going to be evil next time? Maybe. Anyway, so done with the spoiler.
Yeah. Not really much of a spoiler, but you know, but it made sense.
Yeah, in case anybody didn't want to know.
Oh, does he become evil? No, but yeah, he doesn't reach into a hot dish at Thanksgiving. Do you remember that up in Spider-Man?
Did he reach into a hot dish?
So there's a part where it's like, for some reason, he goes to dinner with Harry. And Norman Osborn goes to dinner with Harry at Aunt May's house.
I remember this.
And Peter's there and, you know, Mary Jane's there, whatever.
Yep.
Aunt May puts like some, looks like a casserole on the table. And Willem Dafoe, you know, Harry, or Norman just goes, and he just sticks his hand in there, and Aunt May goes, no, don't do that. And he kind of gives her like this look. And that's when Peter shows up and he sees that cut on his arm. He's like, oh, you're Spider-Man. Yeah. I know, whatever. Yeah. You know, and then all that happens. But
he was just going to put his...
He puts his fucking Willem Dafoe bony ass fingers in this food. It just
came out of the oven?
Yes. It's like a hot dish. And he's like, no. And she's like, no. Go back and watch it. That's a movie I finished watching because it's been a long time. But I always remember that. First of all, Norman Osborn, I don't know why the hell he's even there in the first place because he's fucking Norman Osborn. He's rich as fuck.
Right.
You know, at least in this movie. So he has no, I don't know why he's there. But yeah.
That's I've been watching Schitt's Creek. And there's this really uncomfortable scene with Chris Elliott and the lady who plays his wife.
Oh, Chris Elliott.
Nice. Yeah, he's in there. And then he plays the mayor of the town. And the woman who plays his wife. And then you have Eugene Levy and the woman who plays his wife. And I can't remember her name.
Catherine O'Hara?
Yes, she's in everything. They go over for dinner at the mayor's house. And it's fondue.
Okay.
And there's literally like a 3-minute stretch of Chris Elliott just rooting around with his fingers in the fondue. Ew. It's disgusting. And everybody's looking at him like, you want a fork? He's like, nope. And he roots around it. It's disgusting. But yeah, it's that character. So it's pretty funny.
But it was a good film in terms of like
world. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it in terms of world building. There is some passing reference to the Justice League movie.
There is just one though.
But it's like, it's not like, no, here's Superman, here's this guy, you know, here's fucking Steppenwolf's dick, you know, whatever.
But it also, because this is the problem that I have when we're building a universe like that, because, and this happened in Marvel too, where it's like, you know, these other people exist and bad shit is going down. Where the fuck are they?
Yeah, how come they're not helping?
Yeah.
But in this one, the way that they kind of write it off is like Aquaman's like, nah, man. You know, he kind of does that.
Yeah.
Because there's a part where what's-her-face, Mira shows up and she's like, WTF. Hello. And she's like, hey, why don't you do some shit with us? And he's like, nah, you know, I did my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He is very likable, Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
As Aquaman. Yeah. He's a very likable Aquaman.
He really puts – you think about him. Think about him as a character. I think he –
His own spin on it.
Well, he puts his own spin on it, but also I like that he is the guy behind it because he's just got a very – he's got a lot of personality.
Yeah.
And he looks fantastic.
Well, yeah.
You know, and he really makes the role as well. I mean, he's not the best actor.
No, he's not the best actor, but he does it enough that you're like, all right, I believe – like I feel like it's just Jason Momoa being Jason Momoa. Because he's just, like, cool and laid back, and he says funny things.
Also, I want to say, I appreciate them casting Jango Fett as his dad.
100%, because that's the only way that's going to make sense.
Because the only way it makes sense when he pops out, you know?
Yeah,
because
Nicole Kidman is his mom, and Nicole Kidman is fucking white as white can be.
It's white and Australian as
and
fuck.
And then, obviously, Jason Momoa is a native man.
Yeah.
So so they cast his dad, which made perfect sense.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
I was like, yes.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so this makes sense. It wasn't something where it was like, you know.
Where it was just like another white guy. Like, just both of them are blonde and blue-eyed, and then you have Jason Momoa.
Like, they didn't make Dolph Lundgren his dad.
Right.
And then it's like, Jason Momoa, product, and he's
right.
Like, no. It doesn't work that way, but. Or maybe, I don't know. Look, I don't know genetics, but, you know.
No, that doesn't usually work that way.
I will say this, because this is the last thing I want to say about the movie, but there's a lot of moments, too, which I thought was kind of fun. It's kind of funny. It's not a bad thing, but it's not the best thing where you'll be watching and there'll be like this quiet moment and then out of nowhere there's this gigantic explosion, and this happens at least 4 times
in
the movie.
It does a couple of times.
Like it's something where they're like, okay, we gotta get to the next scene. Boom! Like, literally
everybody gets blown back and you're like,
people get blown up and then you're like, oh, Okay. Like Michael Bay did a pass on the script, yeah. You know, and he was like, hey,
put an explosion here. There was one thing I was going to say, and I don't think this is necessarily a spoiler. I have not read enough Aquaman to know if this is in the comics.
Right.
They talk about when Atlantis was a kingdom above the sea,
mm-hmm.
and then it sinks into the sea and it splits. And so you have the seven kingdoms, right? So you've got the lost kingdom that like ends up in the desert and they die.
Yeah.
You've got...
Those people got the shaft, those guys.
Yeah. Then there's like... Or no, there's the... There's a lost one. There's the one that got in the desert. There's the one where Aquaman lives. There's the fish... The fisherman one? Where
the fish people.
Where they became actual mermaids?
Yeah. No, like actual mermen.
Yeah, well, mermaids, mermen, same thing.
Well, I mean, they're like... But there's not half man, bottom fish. Yeah,
they're all fish.
They're fishy fishies.
Yeah, so it's like a bunch of them ended up in different places, and they were like, some of us are just normal. And it's like, this is the Aquaman and the Dolph Lundgren kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? They're two different ones. And then it's like... other ones evolved, and that's the ones that are like the super fish people.
Yeah.
And it's like others devolved, and they like became crabs.
First of all, okay, some of them became crabs.
And then there's like, oh, by the way, these guys became Trench, and they just look like gremlins. And you're like, what the fuck? How does this even happen?
Fucking is this gremlins.
Is this a fucking thing in the Aquaman comics?
I think it is. I think there's like, I feel like.
I haven't read enough Aquaman to know.
I feel like that's probably been alluded to, or it's probably been in there because I'm certain.
How fucking shitty is that?
Aquaman needs to fight some gremlins.
How fucking shitty is that where you're just like, oh no, the worst thing that's ever happened to this civilization just happened. And I ended up in the place where I devolve into a crab person.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a crab.
I don't want to be a gremlin either.
Or a horrific gremlin that lives in the trench.
Well, because first of all, there's a scene where they engage with these trench people.
They really look like gremlins.
And motherfucker, I actually got scared for a second.
It turned for like five minutes.
It turned into like an actual, honest like to God.
A literal horror movie.
Like fucking... Asylum horror movie.
It really was.
Which yeah. I was like, fucking hey, what's going on? Get out of here.
Yeah, no, it really did come up. And I was just like, this could be a fucking straight horror movie.
If you put like something like that, like there's a scene where all the gremlins are under the sea.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you put that on a poster, it was like Aquaman, I'd be like,
fuck.
I'd be like, fuck, I gotta see Aquaman.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck's going on in Aquaman?
Aquaman's fucking horror movie is what it is.
Aquaman's fucking fighting gremlins. Sea gremlins.
Yeah.
I like that we say gremlins. Because it's a Weird Movies reference, but I like saying gremlins.
But yeah, it was, because I'm just like, how shitty is that? You just end up in one spot, and you end up as a gremlin or a fucking crab person.
Did they decide, like, where they were, what split them? They just all go like, okay, we're going to go be gremlins?
No, it was when Atlantis sunk into the ocean.
Yeah.
It split. So it was, when it was above the ocean, all the seven kingdoms were united.
Uh-huh.
Right? When it sank, it split. And that's when all this other stuff happened. It's like some people evolved, some didn't. And I'm just like, it just because I'm like a fisherman, like let's say that's my kingdom before we all unite. Now I'm a fucking fish person. That's what I'm, why can't I stay like an Aquaman? Like, why can't I just be a Dolph Lundgren? Like,
yeah, why can't I just be Dolph? He's kind of a gremlin.
Why can't I just wear jellyfish like Amber Heard does in that one scene?
The
top of that dress was fantastic. The bottom was questionable.
Okay. Last thing. And this is for some reason the thing, because you don't see these people eating, but there's that moment in the very beginning.
Oh, where Nicole Kidman eats a goldfish?
Nicole Kidman's like, you know, she's like, you know, because she's, you know, Aquaman's mother, and she washes up on the sea, and Thomas Curry brings her in, and she sees like a goldfish, and she's like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get that they probably eat fish.
Of course.
But like, I don't know, there's something about it, just like, you don't see like... You know, Amber Heard kind of walking around, be like, ah, you know, whatever. You know, or Willem Dafoe just fucking sinking his teeth into a shark. Yeah,
that'd be really funny.
What you was thinking saying is because they have to ride in sharks. Why don't they be like, ah, we eat you too? Or
Maybe it's how like some people have like show cows. You don't eat those cows.
Oh, but fuck goldfish, huh?
Fuck goldfish. Maybe it's the same thing. Maybe they have like fish farms.
Too bad she wasn't like, she can like hear the animals talking. The animals like, eat me. And she's like,
well, I don't think she had that power.
No, I think only Aquaman has that power.
Only Aquaman seems to have that ability.
Oh, that's good. That sounds if a sea person fucks a human.
I guess.
You get like.
But no, the original king of Atlantis had that power.
Did he?
Yeah, because remember that, spoiler, at the very end,
oh,
where he goes to get the thing.
Oh, okay, okay, but yeah, well, but that's a thing from you see kind of in the trailer, but yeah, no, okay, I get.
Yeah, and it says to him like, no one's talked to me since. Well, you can understand what I'm saying. So the Aquaman has that ability, just like nobody else seems to be able to like do that watery thing that Amber Heard's character.
Well, I feel like that's maybe just like Dolph Lundgren's family, you know? Like,
yeah, but he doesn't do it. Only Amber, Mara does it.
That's true.
So I'm just like, I don't know. Some people have power, some people don't.
Speaking of powers. Okay.
Some people can also, only if you're highborn, can you breathe on land and water. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
That was fucking weird.
And, right, because this isn't something where it's like, well, they had to rejigger it because he had to, you know, he didn't have, you know, because Aquaman, or he just gets weaker when he's away from water.
Not in the movie.
No, but in the comics, like, it's a thing where
I think that doesn't happen anymore.
Like, he doesn't suffocate if he... Okay, in the comics. I'm talking about in the movie, yeah, I get it.
I don't think that even happens in the comics anymore.
All right. But, well, where's the thing? I mean, as our buddy Rob Kelly would say, who, by the way, got quoted in the New York Times.
New York Post.
New York Post, excuse me.
And I put it on our wall.
Yes.
I shared that article.
So please go to Facebook and check out Worst Collection Ever, and you can find that link. But... he's pointed out that Aquaman's powers have varied, have changed.
You know. As have, you know, like Superman. He doesn't do super ventriloquism anymore.
No, but I mean, speaking of Superman, I mean, Aquaman, fucking people are shooting bullets at him.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't doing shit.
And I was like, since when does he not? I mean, like.
He's apparently bulletproof.
Apparently he's bulletproof. I mean, I knew he was strong.
Yes. Like, strong, yes.
He's got
I don't think he's bulletproof, but apparently he is now.
I mean, there is some weaknesses later that we do see, but. At the same time, I'm like, what? Like, they're shooting, like, it's like Superman Returns, are like shooting him in the eyeball and shit. And he's like, nah, brah. Like, come on. It's like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna take your word for it. You know, because you guys aren't like, you know, doing the thing where you gotta make the world small, you know, that kind
of
shit.
Oh yeah, there's none of that fucking angsty bullshit, which I appreciated.
Yeah, but there's a lot of fun stuff in Aquaman, and
Aquaman having a good time.
He's having a great time.
Here's the difference. So like in Man of Steel, there's a bar scene where Superman was almost gonna get in a fight, and instead he went out and ruined a man's livelihood.
Yes, he did.
And he was just like, no, I'm sad, no, I'm walking away. This one, Aquaman's in a bar. A bunch of big dudes come up to him, and they're like, hey, you the fish boy? And he's like, yeah, fish man. And they're like, can we have selfie? And they take a picture, and then they all fucking party and have a good time. And that's the difference between Man of Steel.
Well, also, here's the difference between Aquaman and Man of Steel. There's fucking jokes in Aquaman. Like, oh, yeah. Actual...
People are having a good time. Aquaman smiles,
and he's got, you know, he's got quips, and he's got jokes,
yeah.
And not, like, angsty quips and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's got actual, there's actual, yeah. Like, you know.
He's got quips.
There's some real rom-com shit going on there. Yeah.
There's some jokes. There's some
Depeche Mode covers.
That was fucking weird, by the way.
Did you catch a Toto cover?
Yes, which was, again, weird.
Well, that was Pitbull. I knew about that.
But I was just like, wait, what?
What song, what Depeche Mode song was that? Was it World in My Eyes?
No. No, it was.
Oh, fuck. See, I feel like a bad New Wave fan.
I feel like it was It's No Good. Yeah, it's No Good.
Yeah, that's weird because that's.
It was fucking weird though. I was like.
Wait. MK Ultra. Is it Ultra? Yeah, Ultra.
Yeah, off the album. Yeah.
Yeah. But Aquaman, good flick. Check it out. I know we spent a lot of time talking about it, so I think that was, but it was definitely worth its while. Because, you know, and things, hopefully it's doing good in the box office, and people like us putting it over will perpetuate that.
I just want to say, I wasn't like, this is the best movie.
No, it's not the best movie.
But it's really fun, and it was good, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good flick.
It wasn't like I came out of the theater all sad like I did when I fucking watched, like, Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Like,
no, whoa, Batman v Superman, Jesus Christ.
That was a fucking mess. But this, I was like,
we went right
okay,
to the bar.
All right, this is fun, cool, what a good movie. This is a good, enjoyable time at the movies.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was good stuff. Last thing I want to say before we take a break, DC Universe apparently now available on Amazon Fire.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that shit.
We got to get that shit also because they also just released last week.
The Doom Patrol trailer.
Just a very smart teaser. And I've seen pictures of it, obviously, and I've had some thoughts about it. You know, I've been excited for it. And now I actually got to see it in action. I'm like, all right.
I'm excited for it. And I just want to say, because I know we're trying to wrap this up, but they have Cyborg in there. That is exactly how I've always pictured Cyborg.
I don't know.
And I'm like, how does this TV show come out with a better fucking Cyborg than the billion-dollar blockbuster movie, The Justice League? This Cyborg looks so much better.
Yeah.
More realistic. I'm like, oh, this makes fucking sense.
Yeah. And Robot Man, Brandon Fraser, looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, Robot Man looks
Actually, cool. Everybody looks great, to be honest. Like, yo, Negative Man looks great. You got Crazy Jane in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some cool – it looks cool, and I'm really hoping it's going to be awesome, and now we can actually maybe watch it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And then –
it's about fucking time.
Because that comes out in February, and there's a Swamp Thing series coming out.
Cool.
From what I've seen of the Titans, like those things – well, that's right. I just remember Beast Boy's in Titans.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, why is he not in Doom Patrol?
Because he's in Titans.
And they didn't want to – but I don't know why you just didn't pick somebody else. Because I'm surprised that Cyborg would be in there.
I don't know.
Because Cyborg, they have bigger designs for him because he's in fucking Justice League.
Right.
You know, and they're like, oh, you can also hang out with Doom Patrol too. It's like, why not just pick like...
Maybe it's like doing that because...
You know, somebody like Mento?
I don't know. Like a casual fan.
Well, we definitely got to get a casual fan. That's
the
thing.
A casual fan doesn't know who the fuck anybody in Doom Patrol is, but you plop Cyborg and they're like, oh, I know who Cyborg is. Okay. So at least you get some recognition because, I mean, who the fuck knows who Robot Man is?
I do.
Well, I know, but like as a casual fan who doesn't know a fuck ton about it, are they going to know who Robot Man is? Probably not.
Well, also too, they will do like obviously Superman is farting around in Supergirl.
Yep.
And obviously Superman is a huge name and they're
making... Are they going to put that on the streaming?
I think they might have. I don't know.
I want to watch the Elseworlds crossover because I love Elseworlds.
I think, well, it's on Netflix, I think, but I don't think it's
on there yet.
Well, yeah, it's not on there yet. I don't know if they upload these right away, though. I think they might.
No. Well, on the streaming service.
On the DC app, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But I know that on Netflix, it's usually like once the new season is released, you get the old season.
Right, right. Well, we'll have to check it out because I think it's definitely good. I'm glad it's available on something we can watch.
Finally.
All right. Well, let's take our break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Beginning in 2018, the Who's Who podcast enters the 1990s with our coverage of the Loose Leaf editions.
Featuring Superman by Jerry Ordway.
The Joker by Brian Bolland.
Wonder Woman by George Perez.
Sandman by Mike Dringenberg.
Batman by Norm Brayfogel.
The JLI by Adam Hughes.
Eclipso by Bart Sears.
The Legion of Superheroes by Keith Giffen.
Dark Stars by Travis Charest.
Lobo by Simon Bisley.
Kent Shakespeare by Chris Sprouse? Who is that?
Doomsday by Tom Grummett.
Wait, are we covering these by issue or in alphabetical order?
The Justice Society of America by Mike Parabek.
The Forever People again? You are fucking kidding me.
Doom Patrol by Richard Case.
I'm so confused.
And many more. The Who's Who podcast, going boldly into the 90s.
A proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network, I guess.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Brave and the Bold. I'm sorry, The Brave and the Bold, number 51, from December, January, 1963, 1964. Fucking make up your mind. I don't like it. Let's just say...
January 1964.
So Brave and the Bold, number 51, 1964. And the reason why we're doing this is, well, first of all, it is from our...
the one I bought for $5.
What a friggin' deal.
Right? It's the archive edition,
uh-huh.
Brave and the Bold, Volume 1.
Well, Brave and the Bold Team Up Archives, Volume 1. Because I think there's, you know, the Brave and the Bold ones that they have with Batman.
Right.
But these are just...
The team-ups.
Yeah, these are non-Bitman ones. But
$5.
Yeah, $5 at...
Second and Charles.
Yep. So, great deal. And it's actually pretty friggin' awesome because it... So
it's got
covers
a lot of stuff in here.
Well, it covers a bunch of these, you know, these issues from, like, yeah, I think it was 50 through 56 and 59, which cause I think 57 and 58 are...
Batman.
No, Metamorpho.
Oh, okay.
Which we have done on the show before.
Yeah.
And it's got a nice foreword here from Robert Klein and Michael Uslan, who Michael Uslan is a movie producer who did Batman Begins, and he's done a bunch of cool stuff. So, and it's, it just kind of gives you a rundown of what was going on at the time for this book, because it was an anthology book before it became like a superhero team-up book and eventually became the thing that people know Batman for, mm-hmm. or is known for Batman. So, but yeah, this one in particular, though, has a guy we were just talking about, Aquaman and Hawkman.
Yep,
teaming up. And on the cover, we have of this particular issue, we have Aquaman and
there's like a frog guy with wings.
So best way to describe it, he is a
It's a frog with wings.
It's a frog with wings.
And he's like coming out of the ocean, and he's got Aquaman in one hand, and Hawkman's like swooping down to try to grab Aquaman, but he looks like he's gonna like the frogman's gonna probably like impale him with his claws.
Yeah, and it says at the top, two famed fighters join forces to combat a mighty menace from the sea and the sky.
Yeah.
Very straightforward.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
it's a cool cover.
I like it a lot.
It's cool. I like the orange in the background. Actually.
Yeah,
I like that part.
I think that's different.
Yeah, really, really adds something to it.
And this is the Bob Haney joint.
Oh, so this makes a lot of sense.
So pretty much everything that's going on here is
makes fucking no sense whatsoever.
Makes no sense whatsoever, but it's attributed to
our good buddy Bob Haney.
60s excess, I assume.
Yeah, cocaine,
LSD, fucking whatever they were swallowing. Back in the 80s, in the 60s, they're just like, give it to me. Ah, okay, yeah. Comic books. So, here we go. We can kind of see like some of the stuff that happens in the book in the future.
Well, the title of the book.
Oh, yes.
Is Fury of the Exiled Creature.
Right.
So we get like on the inside page, we get a split page. One of Aquaman looks like he's going to get speared by a narwhal. And the other one of Hawkman getting attacked by a harpy that has Hawk Girl's face. She's been transformed into
Hawk Girl's changed it to a harpy and is attacking me.
Oh no. So that's going on.
Part was he announcing that? Was he like, that woman I know is attacking me?
This is before narration boxing.
Yeah.
Was a thing. So we start out with like some people in Atlantis and they're like walking along and there's a narwhal.
Yeah.
And I think they're called narwhals.
Narwhal. I think it's narwhal. I go by the rock lobster pronunciation.
Which is?
Here comes a narwhal.
Narwhal. Okay, yeah. We'll do that. So it's narwhal, and it's coming towards Atlantis. Now, there's a dome around Atlantis.
Sounds about right.
But does that mean there's like water outside and air inside? Is this before?
Well, there's water inside the dome.
Then why are they worried about this thing cracking it? Like, why is there a dome? Because
they
want
to keep from the outside shit.
I don't get this.
I don't know. That doesn't. It just, I say.
That'd be like putting a dome on New York City and there's air outside. Like, why? Why are we doing this? I'm assuming it's because perhaps at this point there was air.
But they have water in Atlantis, in the dome.
But then why are they worried about this?
But, I don't know. Because they don't want, because they're trying to keep the dome.
It's jets weird.
Underwater, tremendous sea pressure will wreck the city. So maybe they have a certain
pressurized,
or maybe they don't because later what happened? Well,
there's no dome later on, like in later Aquaman's. There's no dome. This could also just be because Haney is weird.
They didn't fact check this.
Yeah. So there's a dome and there's a narwhal and it like smashes through and Aquaman is like, he's hanging out with Aqualad.
Yeah. Him and Aqualad are.
And they're like outside the city.
They're like, oh shit. Look at that like, fucking narwhal. Fuck?
Let's go stop that.
Great guppies. He says.
Great guppies.
Great motherfucking guppies. Let's go figure this shit out. And you know, since Aquaman, you know, he could speak to the fishes.
Well, he goes to try to be like, hey, what's your deal, narwhal? And it doesn't listen to him.
He's like, hey, man.
And he's like, wait, what? This thing isn't listening to me because they always do. So then, and this is probably my favorite panel.
Oh, what, this one?
Nope.
This one?
Nope.
This one?
At the bottom.
This one? This one?
Yes. So after he tries to talk to it, he's like, shit, well, I have an idea. I'm going to take this giant leaf off of the seaweed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to fight this narwhal like it is a bull.
Yeah.
So there is Aquaman looking like a bullfighter with a leaf cape trying to get.
Oh, I do like. Actually, you know what?
My favorite. I love it.
I do like this one where he's got his hand on his hip and he looks he looks very satisfied with what he's doing.
That's exactly. He's basically being like a bullfighter fighting this narwhal.
He's like, this will work because it works on it's beef.
So fucking funny. I love that panel. That is a great panel.
And then the narwhal chills out, and then he tells us to get the fuck out.
Yeah, he's like, go away.
He's like, go to the darkest, farthest corner of the watery kingdom.
He's like, okay.
farthest. Go to fucking Antarctica and shit.
Sure.
So as it swims away and Aquaman's like, I don't know what's going on. we see this frog winged beast man just like hanging.
Look at this frog. Look at these fucking fat frog legs.
He really is. He's just a frog with wings. That's literally all he is.
He's a slightly larger frog with fucking.
Well, he's huge.
Huge ass wings.
And he was like, well, that didn't work.
So he's like, ah, shit. Well, you know, I need to like. You know, since I got wings, I could, like, go in the air. So I'm going to go figure out my shit in
the
air.
He's like, I need another plan. So he, like, leaps from the sea and starts flying away. And then we see cut to Shaira and Carter.
Yeah, we're at the Midway City. They're at their museum.
And this condor comes and is like, hey, guys, help. But since they're actually Hawkman and Hawk Girl in their civilian identities, they can understand what this condor is saying.
Yeah, this condor just shows up. He's like, ah!
And they're like, oh no, what's wrong? So he tells them this story about how he's supposed to like guard this whistle that like controls all birds. And that's his.
Keep in mind real quick. This is the only time like this fucking shit shows up in any DC comics.
Yeah, no, this never happens again.
Never happens again.
There's no bird and bird whistle.
Same thing with Frog Wing Boy.
You'd think if there was a bird and a bird whistle, wouldn't the penguin try to steal this thing like every fucking issue?
Yeah, where's the penguin?
Right?
How come he's not?
It's because this never comes up again.
How come Batman's like, yo, did you hear about what Hawkman's dealing with? He's got this fucking bird with this whistle and Penguin's like, ah, ah, ah.
Right.
Okay, I'll go.
I need it. It's a bird thing. And he's like, steal. Yeah.
Or, I mean, you figured they would all be in touch with each other, you know?
You think.
They have that, you know, they might have a place to hang out.
It's like a bulletin. I mean, they play cards together. The frog fights the condor, and he steals the little thing, and he goes back underwater. So the condor comes to tell Shaira and Carter. And my favorite part here is he's like, he took it, you know, I failed. And this bird's name is like...
Lokir.
Lokir. But it just looks like Loki R.
Yeah.
As if there were another Loki in class with you.
Like, Loki L.
And Loki R. Okay.
Loki R.
That's exactly
Loki
what it
R.
It gave me such flashbacks of first grade when I was like one of four Jennifers. I was Jennifer ST.
Loki R is out of class today. It's his fourth absence. We better check his parents.
Yep. Make sure he's okay. But that's really what it looked like to me. It was just
Loki R is an in-school suspension. He was fighting Thor T.
Have you guys seen Loki R today? He's wearing a weird shirt. You guys seen Loki R's shirt?
Yo, he's wearing his Mark Kelso Bills jersey. Nobody. What a loser.
So Shaira and Carter become Hawkman and Hawk Girl, and they fly off.
Yeah.
So Aquaman's like, hey, I know we need to figure out what the fuck's going on with like these animals not paying attention to me because that's fucking bullshit. So they go to this cave and they're like, we have to get this crab.
No, well, they have to talk to fucking the Abe Vigoda.
Well, no, they have to get the crab to show them the way to the Abe Vigoda.
Oh, yes.
So the crab walks them to this like old man, which this is where it's very like the Aquaman movie where it's just
that's
like
what
an
I was
old
thinking
dude.
Of. I was like, this is the fucking Aquaman movie.
Yeah. Where it's just like some old dude who's like exiled himself from the rest of it and he's just hanging out with a trident and like animals everywhere.
Under the sea.
But he's like,
who's that seal? Look at that.
Yeah. Is he like an oracle? What is his deal?
He's just some motherfucker that's just like, oh, you know, we need some I live out of here. He's kinda like the, you know, the
have you ever watched Vikings?
No, you did though.
Right. So like in Vikings, there's like the seer. And the seer is this really creepy, basically like a warlock. And he like hangs out and people go to him and they're like...
Oh, like in Kroll.
Yeah, kind of. But he like lives in the village and he's like really gross. And they're like, hey. Yeah, like he has like blue coming out of his mouth all the time. It's really fucked up. And there was like, hey, weird seer.
Here's a wet nap.
Will you tell me about whatever? And then the seer gives them like a prophecy. So I'm assuming that's what this guy's like, except he's not weird and creepy.
Just sitting in a throne with a bunch of fish. He's just sitting there. There's like crabs. He's got like, you know, it's like fucking Little Mermaid shit.
The crab is his doorman.
Oh, yeah. The crab is the bouncer.
It's a bouncer. So they're like, hey, this has something to do with the guy who was going to become a dictator.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they tell him that here?
Yeah. He's like, oh, it's...
whatever.
He's like, it's he's saying that it's the outcast of Atlantis. He's like, oh, that can only be Tyros. You know, and it's like, oh, Tyros is that motherfucker that was trying to become like dictator, and then like, you know, now he's
banished.
No, he's banished. And think, you know, and they just tell us. They don't have to show us.
Yeah.
You know, they just give us a card. So, yeah, you know, take our word for it.
Here's yeah. Like, nobody liked him, and that's the end of that.
Was that, I do like this line. Was it that, or was it that still who or what was it that dueled me for mastery of that narwhal? Only in comics, guys.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, like, a fucking tornado.
Yes.
Comes up because apparently.
Like the birds that this guy now commands are causing, like, does he call it like an inverted water spout?
It's an inverted water spout, which somehow he knows. Okay, well, I guess he knows where Atlantis is. It kind of makes sense now.
Oh, sure.
Because before I was like, well, how do you know exactly where to do this? It's like, well, yeah, well, you tried to overtake Atlantis.
Right. Move, yeah. And so he's like trying to fuck with Atlantis. And like all these fish are like attacking the dome, but these birds are attacking the dome.
Well, the birds are doing the spout. The birds are creating
the tornado. And yeah. So that's when Aquaman or Hawk Girl and Hawk Man see what's going on. And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So they got the suction with the tornado and then the fucking hammerheads and shit. They're beating everything up. Hawkman and Hawk Girl show up and they're like, to fuck. They're like, okay, well, we got to go and like try and help out. And then the birds show up, you know, and they start fighting them up. And like,
this is where they take Shaiira.
Yeah. This is where eventually they take Shaiira because, like, you know, they're trying to talk to the birds. They do their wheat wheat thing.
Yeah. So the birds aren't listening to them. The fish aren't listening to Aquaman. It is a bad scene.
And that's because, what's his face? He's with a turtle. Do you see that?
Oh, he has a turtle shell back.
Turtle? He's a turtle see. Frog.
Bird.
Bird.
Sure. Whatever.
And he's, you know, and then she's, you know, and then Turtle Frog Bird is like, the fuck, man, you know.
He's like, I'm going to win. And they're just having a bad time. So that's the end of part one.
So he grabs Shaiira and then, you know, they have to help everybody, teams up.
So then part two, Aquaman and Aqualad are talking to this guy. Who the fuck's that guy?
No, I was just talking to some people that work there, and they're like, oh, you know, the maintenance staff in Atlantis.
Yeah, they're like,
kind of looks like Ike Barinholtz. Yeah, and they're really like,
fuck this shit up.
They're like, hey, we gotta fix this shit, and it's like, oh yeah, well, it's that Tyros dude. You know, he's trying to come back, and he's a fucking.
Then he's writing on stingrays, apparently.
Oh yes, this is the part where
he writes on a stingray where it's like Tyros and Atlantis and whatever, or get the fuck out or something.
What
does it say?
It says Tyros rules in Atlantis or Atlantis dies.
That's it. I'm like, I can't see it from
Tyros over. Rules.
Yeah, basically he's like a kid writing on graffiti on the school wall.
He just writes like this very like.
I'm surprised it's not a Z.
Yes, there should be Z. There should be a Z after Tyros rules in Atlantis or Atlantis dies.
Yeah, it should all be Z.
It should be all be Z.
And it's all like fucking carved into the fucking bathroom stall. Some kid with a Sharpie.
Fucking some kid, with a Sharpie wearing a.
I mean, that's exactly what it looks like, too. Just
wearing a fucking.
Leather jacket.
Leather jacket and AC/DC shirt. He already tore the door off the bathroom stall.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why you have no doors.
That's why, yeah. In Cheektowaga, in JFK High School, we didn't have doors on our stalls because fucking.
I think a lot of guys' bathrooms in schools don't have doors.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. Is it because of monsters or.
You know, I think what it is that. Guys that the bullies or the ne'er-do-wells that do this, they in their mind it's like, yeah, you know what, we're pieces of shit. We want to humiliate anybody that walks in this bathroom. So the way to do that is to make sure everybody sees somebody else shit or use a toilet.
Doesn't even make sense.
Well, I know, but that's the thing, because in that way they can come in and it's like, oh, somebody's in the toilet, hey, you're taking a shit, let me take your shoe and throw it.
Yeah. Don't think girls are any less vicious, we just have doors on our stalls, that's all. This is where we get, like, the he was banished and he, like, swam to this place and there was, like, a jewel that, like, caught some light and when he saw it, it turned him into, I mean, here it just looks like it turned him into scales.
Actually, I don't like that photo.
It's a very upsetting panel, actually.
Because it's like his face, because it's
his eye is like coming out of his mouth or like bulging out of his face.
It's kind of implying that like, yeah, like his human face got small and went into his eye.
I thought this was implying he became like rock. Because it kind of looks more like rocks.
No, it looks like scales to me.
Does it? I saw like rocks, but I mean, I get it. And so he sees this thing, and that's what happened. He was mutated into Turtle Frogman.
This fucking asshole gem just ruined everybody's lives.
It really is just ruined everybody's life. So then that's when he takes Shiera to this gem, and he turns her into a harpy.
Yeah, because he's like, yeah, you know, I need
to... But at least Shiera gets to keep her human face. This guy was not so lucky.
Yeah, she keeps her entire human head, including her mask, but then the rest of her body is
a bird.
A bird. And she's like, she finds Hawkman, and Hawkman's like, ah, shit, you know? Yeah. And so they start fighting while, you know, the frog boy is watching. And
yeah. And then luckily Aquaman and Aqualad come.
And apparently they ride that stingray.
They ride a stingray.
And they, because the stingrays can kind of glide.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my god. Like, and Aquaman's like, she has a hideous form. Like, or Hawkman's like, she has a hideous form.
I can't get hard.
Help me. This is not my fetish. Like, he's all upset. This is also when they draw Hawkman where you can see his nose under his beak, which I always find upsetting.
It's why, you know what I always found upsetting was when they would draw him, his mask, but would it have the open...
Yeah, and you can see his face?
No, this is fine.
No, I don't like that you can see his nose because that looks like the bird's tongue is sticking out.
Oh, true.
I don't like that.
No, what I don't like is when they draw like the full bird face and he's got like the tweety mouth, the beak open, and I'm just like, is that how that really looks, or is that his mask?
I don't like it. It's upsetting.
Yeah, I don't like that either. So they figure out a plan, and the plan is to go and get some. I'm just gonna kind of breach this, but they're like, oh, let's get some boat floating around.
Yeah, Aquaman's gonna get a boat, and he's gonna like use it to like. I don't know, do something.
A sunken boat, and he, like, unreleases his boat, and it starts moving, and then apparently it explodes, but they're kayfabing their explosion.
Oh, that's right, because it looks like the Aqualad's dead.
Because then Frog Boy is like, oh,
haha, everyone's dead.
The Aquaman's out here, and Aqualad's dead. This is dope. I'm going to go and fuck up this thing, and I got, like, you know, like, mackerels, and I got an octopus. And
yeah, he's got, like, a crew.
And then and then they're like, oh shit, Aquaman's out here to get these animals, you know, these fish away from us. So let's let him in here before he destroys this dome.
Yeah.
And then he's just like sitting on a throne. He's like, yo, he's kind of sitting like cool teacher style.
Yeah, he really is. He's like, hey kids, let's rap. let's rap about drugs.
Mr. Frog.
Mr. Frog.
Mr. Frog Turtle Bird. Can I go to the bathroom?
No, man, we got to get real serious here. Let's talk about people pressuring you to smoke marijuana. And you know he says marijuana.
It's
marijuana. Because he thinks he's cool.
Talk to you about reefer.
Yeah, pretty much. So he is also drinking a martini, definitely, by the way. I don't know if you noticed
that. That's right. He made himself.
So part three.
A high, a fucking drink.
He's having a drink.
And he's making the people of Atlantis be his slaves and build him shit.
Probably a wall.
How long is this going on? Because
I don't know. Are they making
he just gets there and then he's
steel slat barrier? Sorry, jokes.
And the amount of time when he shows up, they're like, okay, you're our king now. And he's like, sweet, get me a drink. And now you're all my slaves. And now it looks like it's fucking like they've already got infrastructure set up.
It's been a while. Like Aquaman's been taking his fucking time.
No shit. It's crazy.
While all this is going on, Hawkman.
No, this is when Hawkgirl goes to the other place.
No, but Hawkman goes and he gets this egg. And it is an egg from Thanagar that is preserved. And he's like, cool, egg. So while that's happening, Aquaman and Aqualad are like... Because Aquaman apparently was really hurt.
Oh, yeah. I thought he pretended he was dead.
I thought he did too, but apparently he was actually hurt. And this is where they find the jewel.
Well, this is where they find... First, they find... what's his face? Aqualad's like, yo, look at this fish. I think it can, like, save him.
Yeah.
So he's like, stabs Aquaman with this fish, and Aquaman's just like... And he's like, ah, shit, Aquaman's still dead.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's going to this jewel. Now he's this gigantic...
Right.
...monster. And then as Aqualad's trying to get away, Aquaman...
It's a lot of jumping.
Aquaman recovers, and he's like, hey, so...
I live.
Yeah, since, like...
Tyros is in, having a martini.
Yeah.
He's not around here to, like, prevent me from having control over this monster fish.
Right.
So
with this cool gem. So I can control it now.
Yeah, so I'm going to take this gem. For some reason, they don't change into anything. I don't know if you have to use, like, your willpower to be like, yo, change me into shit.
That's true, because, like, everybody else who, like, sees this thing changes.
Well, yeah, what's his face? Tyros just walked up to it. And he was like, yo, what's this? Oh, shit.
Right, and that happened to Hawk Girl. But for some reason, Aquaman and Aqualad, that doesn't happen to them.
And also, too, this is where Hawkman. So apparently that bird, so just the way it is, the bird that he had this egg, was in this egg.
It shows up later.
So he sends it off. And he's like, go, my beauty.
Yeah, he, like, hatches it. And he's like, go, weird Thanagarian bird.
Can you sit on it?
Sure. Aquaman goes back to Atlantis, even though... Oh, this is my favorite, because Frog Birdman or whatever...
Tyros.
...is snoozing.
Oh, he said, yeah.
He's sleeping on the throne, so when he's sleeping...
Also, I like these other fish are sleeping by him, too.
Everybody's having
to sleep. Look at that sleeping octopus.
That's because they're all drunk.
Oh, they're all drunk. Oh, he's having a...
it was a fucking party.
Fish booze party?
Everybody's fucking drunk. So that's what...
Why is there not a book just dedicated...
to the fish booze party?
Yes. I want an entire 12-issue maxi series of just this Tyros guy and his reign in Atlantis.
Yeah.
Just having benders with fish.
Yeah. Maybe you get a lot more scenes like that panel I showed you the other day where Darkseid's eating a vegetable tray.
Oh, you think so? I mean, think off-panel, Darkseid's having some vegetables while this guy's having a fucking
coke bender. On-panel, Darkseid was having some vegetables.
Okay, so off-panel, they were doing Tyros and...
I was saying it would be like that for 12 issues.
Yes.
Yeah, which would be your favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd buy that.
Yeah. So that's when Aquaman and Aqualad sneak back in, and they talk to this dude, and they're like, oh, man, we got a plan.
Oh, man. Well, they basically do the plot of Thor Ragnarok, where they're like, hey, Heimdall, take all these people out.
Yeah.
So they get all these people out, and then Aquaman's like, all right, fine, fuck this dome, and he... put some holes in it, but then he gets some mollusks to pump the water out of the dome without it cracking somehow.
It's just very weird. I'm so confused about why there's a dome.
Yeah, it is confusing. So that's happening.
This is where we cut to that bird that Aquaman or that Hawkman sent off.
Yeah.
And Shayera can't control it with her little flute, so they fight.
And it comes and grabs that.
Because she tries to blow horn. It doesn't work.
Right, because the bird...
it takes the horn.
The bird is an artificial bird.
I thought it was just because it was a Thanagarian bird.
No, it's man-made. See, he says it worked. Sending my Thanagarian bird that I hatched artificially from the preserved...
Hatched artificially. It doesn't mean it's man-made.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah, it just means he hatched it, and it was like a Thanagarian bird, so this thing doesn't work on it.
Oh, because it only works on Earth birds.
Right. He takes the thing, gives it to Hawkman. Shayera's passed out. He's like, I'll just leave her on this rock. And then we're back with Aquaman. There's a lot of jumping. with Aquaman where they, like, wake up, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Well, no, what happens is all the water's been drained out.
That's they wake up, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. All these fish are dying.
Yeah. Aquaman's killing people.
Aquaman be killing, and then he's like,
well, I'll use my birds, but he's trying to get Shayera, like, mentally. Apparently, Frogman is, like, mentally connected to Shayera.
Yeah, because he can control the birds, and
right,
yeah.
But she's not answering because she's unconscious.
Apparently, he's like, okay, well, I gotta do something. So Hawkman apparently borrowed. So they're making, like, an underwater tunnel,
yeah,
somewhere, and Hawkman was like, I'm gonna borrow this plastic casing
so I can put my birds underwater.
I'm gonna somehow okay, here's the surface, right?
Yeah.
And, like, Atlantis is
like 10 feet below 10
feet below the surface.
How have we not found it
And he's like, yeah, you
know, see, she is a big place.
Oh, I know. So Hawkman throws the, you know, puts the birds in there, and the birds start fighting Tyros, and then that gem comes loose. So then Aquaman throws the gem into a clam, and the clam crunches it, and that breaks the control. reverts Tyros back to normal.
In a dress. Yeah. It's a quite a cute little skater dress, I do have to say.
Oh, yeah, that is straight up a dress.
It is straight up a dress. It's not a toga. That's a dress.
It's not a tunic. That is...
it's a dress.
Look at this here. He's got nice legs.
It's got like a pleated skirt. It's a dress. And it's a very nice dress.
It's a very nice dress. And so, and so then it changes back to human, and Shaiya gets better, and then... They're like, all right, well, now, all right, Aquaman, we're going to put the water back in. They put the water back in, and Aquaman's like, all right, well.
I killed those octopus.
Yeah, that octopus is dead. You might want to.
R.I.P.
Might want to just throw that out into the rest of the. throw it out in that hole I made.
Yeah. That octopus should have been able to get out of that hole. They can squeeze through all sorts of shit. They're real fucking creepy.
Poor octopus. They just threw...
Didn't you see that video?
Oh, no, I know.
That octopus, like, squeezing itself into that tiny ass hole so it can get off a boat.
The fucking sea, man.
I know. Stay
out of the ocean. Stay out of the ocean.
This is what we've learned.
Never go in water.
There's creepy shit in the ocean. Don't go in there.
Just don't go in water in general.
Well, I mean, you gotta bathe.
Okay, don't go in, like, fucking lakes and shit.
Yeah.
Don't go in...
What about pools? Are pools okay?
Yes.
Because you can see the bottom?
Yes. Anything. Look, as long as you can see the bottom.
So if a lake you can see the bottom of?
I don't know. I gotta think of this. I gotta think of this better. Anyways, the Aquaman and Hawkman... And Shire and Aqualad are like, yo, we're dope. You know, it's like,
we win.
And this is kind of established that, because this is like one of the first real instances outside of like World's Finest,
right,
that where superheroes are actually teaming up. Like, this is right, like team up shit.
Right.
So this is like, yo, they can work together.
Yeah.
And that's how that goes. That's how the Brave and the Bold ends. Brave and the Bold number 51 from... January 1964.
Yeah.
Did you want to read the next issue? This is what it looks like.
The next issue of this one is actually a war story.
Yes.
Is it three war stories?
No, it's three different characters.
Okay.
But they all kind of interact with each other. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah. I'll read this whole book.
I've already read this, actually. It's actually pretty good.
I love all this shit. So, yeah, give me this shit.
It's Sergeant Rock, Johnny Cloud, and...
I don't have a ton of interest in the war comics, but I'll read them.
The guy that runs the haunted tank, Tankman Stewart.
There's a haunted tank?
Oh, yeah, haunted tank.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, haunted tank. Good to know. Haunted tank, it's actually possessed by a Confederate general.
So it's a racist haunted tank?
You know, in all the haunted tank stories that I've read, which includes this one, and he does make an appearance in the later issues of The Demon.
Oh, okay.
Haunted tank. I did not...
He didn't seem racist.
He didn't seem racist. He didn't seem oppressive at all.
Oh, okay.
He seemed quite, you know...
He's probably pissed off because he's a haunted tank.
Yeah.
And he's got that to deal with.
Yeah, and he just wanted to kick some Nazi ass.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, so it was pretty dope.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's, I definitely have read that. I'm going to read the rest of these, too. These are a lot of fun. There's a...
$5.
There's this one here on the back here. It's Batman and Green Lantern. It looks like number...
Is that one on there? Because that's a Batman one.
It's 59.
Oh, that one is there. Okay.
And, it's like him and... Green Lantern, and I forgot who this is. Looks like Kronos? Maybe it's Kronos. Yeah, and it's a cover that I've seen quite a bit. So I'm actually looking forward to checking these out.
Yeah.
Great deal. $5 for this thing.
I couldn't leave it.
No, I mean, it'd be silly not to take it. Because...
Yeah, especially because it was originally $50. I was like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not missing pages or anything.
No, it is. There's nothing.
It's not water damaged. It's just $5.
Yeah, no. It's second to Charles, man. They know how to do it.
Yep.
But that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, you can find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get your shows. You can rate, review, subscribe. Please leave us a 5-star review or just a review in general. Just tell us how we did and what you want to hear on the show, and... just put us over to folks. Tell a friend. That's always a cool thing. So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.